Morning. Welcome to Daily Sabbath. We are pleased to have Professor Sidonia Alenuma-Nimmo as our speaker this morning. We'll begin our service with a prayer and a hymn, and then we will move to the message. So I invite you to stand for our opening prayer. Let us pray. Gracious God, we pray that all that has divided us will merge, and compassion will be wedded to power, and softness will come to a world that is harsh and unkind. Both men and women will be gentle, and both women and men will be strong, and no person will be subject to another's will. We pray that all will be rich and free and varied, and the greed of some will give way to the needs of many, and all will share equally in the earth's abundance. May we all care for the sick and the weak and the old, and nourish the young, and cherish life's creatures, so that all will live in harmony with each other and with the earth. Amen. I now invite you to pull out the red hymnal as we sing hymn number 779. 779, Amazing Grace.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So today I'm going to talk about peace and tranquility. Peace and tranquility transcends imaginary differences. Every day should be a day of celebration, of life and love in every sense of the meaning of these words. Even those who are uncomfortable with happiness are happy when they are unhappy. I have learned over the past few years that happiness is when you are able to compromise, to reconcile with your inner self and the outer world. Generosity begets gratification, and gratification leads to one's accomplishment and a purpose in life. I quote the Dalai Lama, His Holiness. He said, "I am convinced we can become happier individuals, happier communities, and a happier humanity by cultivating a warm heart, allowing our better self to prevail." We all need to be a bit selfless, but not in the absence of selfishness. Too much of the former will make life more frustrating than it's supposed to be, and too much of the latter will lead to a less neighborliness. In my opinion, the essence of life should have a backdrop of a form or an amount of celebration, be it a celebration of ideas, food, worship, fellowship, and the like. This, in essence, would, in my opinion, have the embodiment of happiness. How worried, how disturbed, how perturbed are you about issues that challenge the very nature of humanity? Whatever your answer is to this question, just remember that it is okay to be stressed out. But your pursuit should not stress you in a way that leads to inertia, in a way that makes you throw your hands in the air and say, "There's nothing I can do." An amount of stress is important and should not be debilitating to lead to such an action. Each and every one of us has a sphere of influence. How do you measure this sphere of influence? It begins with evaluating your sense of purpose. It begins with evaluating your sense of purpose and how privileged you are to be who you are and to have come this length of time, and where are you going from now. An assessment of where you're going from now is important in achieving your purpose in life. An evaluation of the past and present can lead to a sense of tranquility and a positive mind in a way that is infectious wherever you go and wherever you, whoever you meet, either in the immediate neighbor or in the global level or not so immediate environment. I will end by quoting Mark 3:25. A house divided against itself cannot stand. A divided human family is poorer and less happy than a united one. My question to the world here and around us is, do we want to spend time, resources, energy, trying to prove this to ourselves again? Rather, let's fix our broken world by beginning to make an effort to strengthen our lives. When we are of like mind, then the world will naturally lead us to the positive direction. Synergy is key and crucial to the overall benefit of humanity. This season is a reminder that love has won. So let's celebrate love and life. God bless.
I invite you now to stand as we sing hymn number 656 in your red hymnal. 656.